Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Pray. Eternal God, art far above our highest thought, but very near to us in the moment of gratitude. We thank thee for thy grace and truth, for the disciplined minds of students and teachers, and for companionship in the splendid search for knowledge. In thy presence, we remember those who planned to be here today, but were prevented by accident and illness, that thy healing strength be with them. Thou art able to do more than we ask or think, and we pray that thou wilt be with us during this academic year and with all who truly love and serve thee. Be with us as light to guide us, as law to instruct us, and as power to sustain us in the work to which thou hast called us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We are met together this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to induct Dr. Torvald Lorenzen into his ministry among us. He comes to us not merely as the servant of men, but as the servant of God. He has been prompted in his labors among us by inward constraint and outward call. And it is fitting that we should enter into covenant with him this day to fulfill our ministry together as those who would gladly learn and gladly teach.
President Binkley.
Dean Brown.
It is my pleasure to present to you Dr. Torvald Lorenzen, Assistant Professor of New Testament, with the prayer that God the Father will shed the light of his truth upon his pathway, and with the hope that the angel of the Lord will keep him company.
Dean Brown, it is my joy, upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, to invite Dr. Lorenzen to enter formally upon his calling among us. Dr. Lorenzen, I welcome you to a community of learning in which competent and devout teachers have the call to excellence, genuine compassion for colleagues and students, and high regard for the well-being of the school as a whole. I invite you to sign the abstract of principles and be numbered among those who have found here personal integrity and professional fulfillment in the high calling of Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. May the God of truth bless what we have done this day, that we may know his will and do it in the light of the knowledge of the glory of God revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. At this beginning of the 21st session of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, we are reminded that the purpose of the school is to guide and stimulate the intellectual and spiritual growth of all who study and teach on this campus. We think, as Dr. Howard Lowry has written, that the unique contribution of Christianity to education is the reality of Jesus Christ, that this reality puts excellence in men and women, and that this excellence is manifested both in Christian character and in Christian ministry at a high level of competence and kindness. Let me draw attention in these moments to three facts concerning intellectual and spiritual growth. Let us begin with the fact that it takes place in a community of committed persons. In the letter to the Ephesians, we read that Christ loved the church, that he is the head of the church, and that growth toward maturity takes place within the fellowship of believers. The members of this particular community of faith and of learning have responded affirmatively to God's upward call in Jesus Christ. We are committed to our Lord's proposal in the 33rd verse of the 6th chapter of Matthew. Set your mind on God's kingdom and his justice before everything else, and all the rest will come to you as well. It is notable, in the second place, that intellectual and spiritual growth is facilitated by competent and devout teachers. Whatever the division of labor may be among apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, we know that it is their mission to equip God's people for work in his service, to speak the truth in love, and to guide the growth of the children of God toward the kind of maturity which is measured by nothing less than the full stature of Christ. Students find here mature theological professors whose professional intention is effective teaching, productive scholarship, and devotion to the well-being of the school as a whole. It is our vocation to illuminate truth and not to obscure it, to encourage and not to dishearten those who have set their minds on God's kingdom and justice, to facilitate and not to frustrate the intellectual and spiritual growth of servants of God. And thirdly, the intellectual and spiritual growth of persons is stimulated by participation in the decision-making process. The life of this school is organized on the presupposition that those who live and labor here are trustworthy persons who are seeking a deeper knowledge of God a more precise and comprehensive understanding of the spiritual heritage, a greater love for one another, and more insight into the direction and consequences of social change in this generation. We believe in one another. We trust one another. Our hearts are open to one another. We pray for one another. For this reason, at registration and at each hour of the daily schedule, the student participates in the decision-making process. We live within a structure of responsible academic life and work. A part of the structure is provided by the faculty. A part of the structure is provided by the Board of Trustees. A part of the structure is provided by the Southern Baptist Convention. A part of the structure is provided by the state of North Carolina, which granted us our charter. A part of the structure is provided by the American Association of Theological Schools, by whose academic standards we are accredited. And any person who undertakes to destroy this structure and will not respond to reason or love or law will be restrained. He will be restrained in the interest of freedom and fulfillment. He will be restrained in harmony with the purpose of the school. But he has great freedom granted by this faculty. Let me stress two aspects of this freedom to participate in the decision-making process. On this campus, ladies and gentlemen, we have freedom to teach. But prior to that, and more inclusive than that, we have freedom to learn. And we want to facilitate this process of learning and this process of teaching by the help of God in the days and years ahead. In the months immediately ahead, some of us will be seeking answers to four complex questions. What does the Southern Baptist Convention expect of its seminaries? And what is the relation of these expectations to the purpose and objective of this school? Two, what educational standards and programs are essential to the fulfillment of the purpose of this school? Three, what resources are required to sustain these standards and programs? And four, what are the sources of these resources? As we seek answers to these and other complex problems, it is hoped that we shall grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, whose good Spirit has brought each one of us to this place at this hour.